Always an incredible schluss to be together. To prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. For Shabbos of Chodesh Nisan. It's big times. It's big times as we're going to learn about tonight. First of all, before we begin, all the Torah tonight, all the Chizuk tonight, all the Zayrus tonight is being sponsored, first of all, by Yidid Nafshi Dani and his Yesh Yisrael Eli Fine. Was a part of the shir from Eretz Yisrael. It's always this chus, the chever from Eretz Yisrael. So even though we think we're sitting here in Chutz Laretz learning, I mean we are, but when we have cheverim that are part of the shir in Eretz Yisrael, we're mamash makusher, you know, something very special and someone very special in my life. But all the Torah and Chizuk Zayra should be sponsoring Lefu Shalema for Ellie's father. She'll have in mind in our tefillas, Getzel Meir HaKayin Ben Chana Sarah. Getzel Meir HaKayin Ben Chana Sarah should be a big schus for his refuah, refuos, yeshuos, and besurs tobos, bekarot bez Hashem Zbarach. And always as well, Lila Nishmas, Eliezer Ben Yisrael. Zaki is always with us. He has a schus to be in our Yisrael now, Baruch Hashem. Hopefully next week we'll be there with him, all of us. So, be a big schus for his father, for Eliezer Ben Yisrael, for his neshama. And Mirtz Hashem, he should be male to Yoisha for his beautiful family until we're dancing with him with Mishias Lakenos and Gulishlem and Herabimeno.
Amen.
So it's supposed to have some of the Chevra back from Eretz Yisrael. It's not meaning, unfortunately, you're back from Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, it would have been better if we were with you there, but Davir Dara, we could feel it. And Mirtz Hashem, all the growth you've had, you should only continue to build off. As Hashem is Baruch. In the month of Nisan, the month of Nisan is Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim. There's many stories of Tzaddikim, the way they connect to the month of Nisan. The Avnei Nezer, he wrote about the month of Nisan that every single hour is like an entire day. He wrote about his son, the Shemi Shmuel. The Shemi Shmuel would be Torahed during Nisan, specifically in the Olamos Elyonim, in ways like different than the whole year. We know. Chazal tells in Rosh Hashanah, Benisan Nigalo, Benisan Atidin Ligal. We had the Geula. We had a month. It's a Nisan is Nes. It's a month full of tremendous Nisim, Nisim Gluyim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Makos, and the Gila Shechina, like no other time in history, and Atidin Ligal. That it's the most, obviously, we know and we believe Mashiach come any day, but it's a little more conducive this month for the Geula. The Ben Yo-Yoda says that Nisan is Koilo Kolach Adashim. That Nisan's Koilo Kolach Adashim. That all the months of the year, Nisan's Koilo. It's an amazing, it was by Chabura by Ramatel Zilber. It's past Sunday night, Rabbi Amiri, the Sitchin Rebbe. He's Ramaz and Mar Kodesh Kodashim. I'll just share one remez that he said over. I don't know how many here daven Nisuch Svarad, but if you daven Nisuch Svarad, you're definitely familiar with the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So we add in the Tzeref of Havaya of that month. I mean, every month has a Tzeref of Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, that's connected to that month, right? Yudke Vavke can be organized in 12 different ways. Right? Because two letters are the same. So usually, so 12 different ways. Yudke Vavke, Hey Hey Vav Yud, Yud Vav Hey Hey, right? Hey Vav Hey Yud. Every month has a different serif based on a pasuk with that serif. Sometimes it's Rashi Tevos, sometimes it's Sofri Tevos. And the month of Nisan is the month of Seder. It's all Seder. So that's the month of the most Rachamim, it's Geula. So that's where Yud Kei Vav Kei is in order, exactly like that. And the Tzeref is from the Pasuk of Yismuchu Hashamayim Besog El Arts. Yismuchu Hashamayim Besog El Arts is Rashi Tevos, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's beautiful. Mamish, therefore, it's a month of Simcha. Yismuchu Hashamayim Besog El Arts is joy in Shamayim. There's happiness in this world. The Emes says, if you know a little bit about Mishnah Chazad Amar B'Simcha, look at Rashi there in Tainus Chav Tes, that continues into Nisan. Mishnah Chazad Amar B'Simcha, but that enhanced Simcha doesn't end. So we're continuing that. It's an amazing month. And he said as well, this only someone like Ramatul could come up with. If you take a matra, Yismuch HaShemayim V'Zagal Aretz, which is the Pasuk of this month, it's 1,495. Exactly the gematria of all the letters of the Aleph Beis. If you add up Aleph plus Beis plus Gimel plus Aleph plus Eim, it's still tough. It's exactly gematria Yismuch HaShemayim V'Zagal Aretz. Why? Why? Because the Aleph Beis is the blueprints of the world, is the makeup of the Torah, which is the blueprints of the world. The Aleph Beis is also like Shleimistic. And this month is the month of Seder, the month where we fulfill the purpose of creation, as the Kedushas Levi says. Right? We know the famous Machloikas or Rosh Hashanah, when the world was created. The Kedushas Levi says this is when we fulfill the purpose of creation. Tishrei was physically created, now we fulfill the purpose of creation. We see the Ribbono Shel Olam, we connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we build our Amunah in Pesach. What a month. What a month we're entering into. You know, we've spoken about this many times here. The very first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael was the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And if you look in the Pasuk in Parashas Bo, in Parak Yud Beis, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This month should be for you Rosh Chodeshim, the beginning of the month. And the Pasuk continues, Rishon Hu Lachem Lachad Yashana. Should be the first to you of the month of the year. Completely repetitive, right? It starts off, Achodesh Zal Rosh Chodeshim, this month is Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Olechem L'chad Yashana. Really? Shkoyach. Like, you just told me that. Why is it kefil? Why is it doubled? Shalach Kodesh says, the first part of the Pasuk, Achodesh Zal Rosh Chodeshim. This month is not, so it doesn't, that doesn't just mean Rosh Chodeshim, it's the beginning of all the Chodeshim. This month, the entire month has a din like Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Zeh Rosh Chodeshim. This month, every day is Rosh Chodesh. We'll have to see what that means exactly. But every day of this month is Rosh Chodesh. And then it's Rishon Hu L'chad Yashan. It happens to be the first of all the month. Every day is like Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, we'll learn about the very first mitzvah. Every day is like Rosh Chodesh. It's Koy L'Kwa Chodeshim. It's Koychus. I tell you, Mamish, I feel it. On a personal level, I'll never forget. Exactly 10 years ago, I was zoicha to be for a week at the beginning of Nisan in Eretz Yisrael. It's very rare this time of the year I'd be in Eretz Yisrael. You know, Baruch Hashem, zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael often. Chedalia just asked me minutes ago, when am I going back to Eretz Yisrael? Hopefully soon. I'm not sure yet, but hopefully soon. Zoicha, the chevra was in Eretz Yisrael. I was with you every 7 weeks. I don't know if you noticed. Maybe you did notice. Maybe you didn't notice. But literally, I was. Mamish every 7 weeks this year, was like, the Ebishter was very good. Ebishter was always very good, but felt it in that way. So 10 years ago, I was like, whatever the circumstances were, why I ended up there is not important right now, but I was in Eretz Yisrael for like a week in Nisan, in the beginning of Nisan. And it was Mamish incredible. First of all, most often when I'm Zoich to be in Eretz Yisrael, which is awesome, obviously Baruch Hashem, a ton of Talmidim that are in Eretz Yisrael. And spend a lot of the trip is spending time with Talmidim, which is awesome. I love it. But that takes, obviously, a lot of time. Or I'm there with my whole family, let's say in the summer or whatever. And that, obviously, is beautiful and wonderful and awesome, but also doesn't allow me to have, like, my own time, right? So this trip, Nisan, right, you guys, no one's there. You're either back here or you're in Poland or Chais Nisht, right? Like, Eretz Yisrael is empty of Talmidim. And my family was here. I was there by myself. And it was mamish like a week to myself in Eretz Yisrael. It was Kodesh Kedoshim. It was unbelievable. And the whole week was just ruchni. It was just davening and tzaddikim and Torah. And it was unbelievable. I mamish, 10 years ago, I remember every day like it was yesterday. And I could tell you, you know, often we take Kabbalahs when we're inspired, whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's like an incredible trip there. So whatever it is, we take Kabbalahs because that's what we're taught to do, to try to concretize the moment, to keep it with us and grow from that moment. And how often it is, Chevra, that we take those Kabbalahs and within a day or within a week or within a month, they're gone. Most often, let's be real. At least I'm talking for myself. Most often. It doesn't mean that's not a good thing to continue to do, because even that growth is good. But most often, it's very hard. Once in a while, we're lucky. That trip 10 years ago, there were two things I took upon myself during that trip. Two things that I took upon myself during that trip that I'm still doing until today. I'm still doing until today. I don't talk about them. It doesn't matter. It's my own. But Lamaisa, two things that I took upon Mamish, what? Koyach of Nisan. The Koyach of Nisan. I could show you Mamish notebooks full of things I took upon myself that I'm not doing. But on that particular trip, being there in Nisan, it was the first time I was there in Nisan since I learned in Eretz Yisrael. I haven't been there since in Nisan. The Koyach of Nisan, the Koyach of this month, that we're just entering into. It's big days, Chavra. It's big days. But I think the biggest focus seems to be of Nisan that we have to talk about. This mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. We just had Parshas HaChodesh recently. Rosh Chodesh is the very first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. And we're saying from the Shlach Chodesh that the entire month, based on the pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, this month is Rosh Chodesh, that every day of Nisan is like Rosh Chodesh. What is it about Rosh Chodesh that's so connected to this month? It's the first Rosh Chodesh. What can we learn from this? But first I want to share something incredible. You know, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is here in Parshas Bo. And it's very interesting. If you go through, it's right in the midst of the Ten Makos. It's right in the middle of the Ten Makos. We're towards the end, right before Makos Bechoris. And it's strange. It's like a little bit out of place. Like you're in the middle of the Ten Makos. So finish the Ten Makos and then give us the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Why did it have to be that Rosh Chodesh was in the middle of the Ten Makos? What is that? What's significant about that? So I want to share something very powerful. Many Svarim bring down, it's already in the Psikta Zudrasi, in the Medrash Lekach Toiv, but the Maral brings it down in Gvuras Hashem, and other tzaddikim bring down that the Ten Makos are connected to the Ten Ma'amaros that created the world. We all know there were 10 Ma'amaros that created the world. 10 Ma'amaros, 10 sayings that created the world. 10 times it says Vayomer. The Gemara Megillah says really it's only 9 times, and Bereshit itself is one Ma'amar, right? Famous Gemara Megillah, Dav Chaf Aleph and Beis, if I'm not mistaken, in the beginning of the third parak. 10 Ma'amaros, 10 sayings created the world, and there are 10 Makos, Kenenge then 10 Ma'amaros. What? Why? It says Rav Avraham Saba, Hail Yitzadik, who lived the 1400s in Spain, he has a sefer Tzror Hamor, and he says something so beautiful and so powerful. Another tzaddikim quote him I've seen. You see, Paro was a kofer in the Rabbeinu Shalom completely. He doubted the Rabbeinu Shalom, he didn't believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why he was able to constantly, even though he's seeing the Makos time and time again, not letting us go. We see in his statements, not believing in God. Who is this God? What is? We see it time and time again. So what does Hashem want to do through the Makos? Through the Makos, what makes the Eibishter more than anything else? He's Bari Alma. So it's through the Makos, the 10 Makos are connected to the 10 Ma'amaros. He's Mamish recreating the world. It's a new creation of the world. Showing the world, I'm here. Showing the world, I create. Only the one who created the world could change the nature of the world. And that's me. And therefore, I'm changing the nature. And different tzaddikim have different ways to show how each of the Makos correspond, and we'll talk about a couple of them, each of the Makos correspond to one of the Esther Ma'amaros, one of the creations of the world. You know, very simple. Choshech will be connected to R, let's say. It's the opposite of R, right? And he's saying, the one who created R is able to create Choshech. And the whole idea was to build the Muna, to show Paro, Eibishter, but through that to show Klal Yisrael and build in the deepest way our Muna, our connection to Hashem. And there's nothing more chashiv. That's why the Makos are mamish on every aspect, Shemayim, Ba'aretz, everywhere. Biyam, they hit everywhere in different ways. You have Barad falling for Shemayim, you have the sea turning into this, you have Kinim, you have Arov, you have every aspect of the world is hit by the Makos, connected the creation of, but as a Shemayim, as Aretz, and as a Yom, as Kol Shabbat, everything. In fact, I saw a few incredible auras in this. Of David Cohen of Chevron, Sefer Mizmor L'Dov, he says something amazing. says, we all know, in the beginning of Bereshis, there was Chet Adama, right? What happened in Chet Adama? First Chet of the world was Chet Adama, really. And what do you have in the, by the Chet of Adama? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer Elkim Tatsher Dasha Esam Ezra Zara, Eitz Pri Osta Pri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eitz Pri Osta Pri. And we know Rashi explains this at length, that the initial plan, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do, was when the tree grows. Imagine an apple tree grows, it would be Eitz Pri Osta Pri. There would be not only Osta Pri, not only that the apple tree is going to make apples, but Eitz Pri. Meaning what? The bark itself is going to taste like a fruit. The bark is mamish going to taste like a fruit. Eitz Pri Osta Pri. But is that what happened? If you see, Vatoitzear, it's Deshev, Eitz Osta Pri. Ultimately, the land didn't listen. And it didn't make Eitz Pri Osta Pri. It just made Eitz Osta Pri. It's a tree that makes fruit. But the bark is not tasty and delicious. There's a lot of Torah on that, how that could have happened, why it did that. If you want to read up a piece, I spoke about it years ago in the Nesivah Shalom on Parshas Bereishis, that whole piece on Chet Adama. And it's mamisha, a beautiful piece. It's kedai to learn inside if you want something to learn over Shabbos. Something very beautiful. It's a big chizik from it. So we see that ultimately there was, by the trees, a chait that it didn't, in the days of creation, didn't on some level listen to the Rabban Shalom. Watch this is incredible. So what do we find by Makis Arba? Arba. Let's see inside what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in Parshas Bo, that we're going to bring Arba, we're going to bring locusts. And in Perak Yud Pazakei, V'chisa Asein Haaretz, V'lo Yochel Eretz Haaretz, it's going to cover the entire land. V'achal, and it's going to eat as kol ha'etz, ha'tomeach l'chem min ha'sada. It's going to eat up all of the trees. V'achal as kol ha'etz, ha'tomeach l'chem. Eat the kol, it's right there, come. As kol ha'etz. It wanted, that the Hashem said the Arba is going to eat kol ha'etz, the entire tree. What does it mean, the entire tree? The entire tree. The fruits, the bark, the whole kol ha'etz, the entire tree. What do we see it did? If you go a few psukim later, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tesvav, Vayichas es ein kol ha'etz, it covered the whole land like it was supposed to. Listen to this, you can't make it, mamish amazing. Vayochel es kol ha'etz of ha'etz, it ate up all the grass. Ve'es kol pri ha'etz, and ate all the fruit. It didn't eat the entire tree. It only, I'm just being medayik, you gotta read psukim, chevra. It's amazing, one little diuk. It ate only the fruit of the tree. Meaning the arba was supposed to eat kol ha'et, the entire tree, and it eats only the fruit of the tree. What's that? If the 10 makos are connected to 10 mamaros, it's mamis osu inyan. The trees were told that kol ha'et, the entire tree, should taste like the fruit, but didn't listen, only the fruit tastes like fruit. In the Chet Adama, so Keneged Zeh, during the 10 Makos, which are Keneged, the 10 Mamaros, the Arba only ate the Peros, but didn't eat the tree. It's amazing. What else? We'll see, we'll make one more, we'll show one more. Mamish. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chevra is a beautiful Haggadah. Yad Mitzrayim, very, very incredible. And there he says that Makos Bechoros is connected Nase Adam. And that makes a lot of sense also, right? Makos Bechoros is the annihilation of the firstborns, killing of people, is the opposite of creation of people. So Rabbi Nishom is showing, you know who's the one who could kill people when he wants? The one who created people. I mean, I have the power, I have the koyach. I'm the God. He's showing the world. He's showing power. He's showing all of us. Now, there's something interesting here. The Pasuk says, in Perek Yud Beis, also in Parshas Bo, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'varti Be'eretz Mitzrayim B'layel Zeh V'kesi Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? So what is the Haggadah on this pasuk? Very famous, you all know it. By Makas Bechor, it says, Ani v'lo malach, ani lo sarof, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzmo, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, went, and he went, and he killed out the Bechoros, right? The problem is we have a Tashbatz. The Tashbatz has the following question. If you look in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Tes, a few psukim later, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and by He, B'chatzi HaLayla, it was in the middle of the night, V'Hashem, He called Kol Bechor Be'er Mitzrayim. Hashem goes and hits and kills every Bechor in Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoros. So there Rashi points out, on the word V'Hashem, the Shmois Rabbah, the Medrash says, anytime it says V'Hashem, V'Hashem is Kol Makas Shem HaShem, Hu U Beis Dino. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with His Beis Din. So it doesn't make any sense. How could we say the drasha of that God, Ani v'lo malach, and it was Hashem b'chvod v'atzmo, but here it's v'Hashem he caught, Hashem with his bezdin. Which one is it? Is it Hashem by himself or his bezdin? So Rav Daniel Glassstein brings down very beautifully.
What do we see by the creation of man? Right? This Makas Bechoros is connected to creation of man. What we see very famous about creation of man? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Na'ase Adam. We should make man. Na'ase Adam, we should make man. He talks to Malachim, we should make man. Rashi says very beautiful that he had this humility because the Malachim were jealous of man. So it says, we're going to make man together. Now, did anyone help God make man? Of course not. He did it all by himself. But there's a Lashon of Na'ase Adam. Right? There's a Lashon as if to say, we know famously, by the way, when the Greeks had the Canaan translate the Torah, right? You had Shivim the Canaan in different rooms. Talmai, right? We know this whole famous story in the Gemara Megillah talks about it. So we know all 70 of the Canaan made changes. Miraculously. All the same changes, right? One of the changes they made was on the word Nasev Adam, they translated Esa Adam. Because they didn't want that the other nations should mistakenly think there's more than one God. We should make man. What do you mean we should make man? As if there's more than one God. But we know from Rashi and we know from Chazal that's just the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a lashon of we when it was really him. So too by Makas Bechoros, there's a lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Dino, but it was really Ani V'lo Malach. Mamish, also Zel Berzach. It's one and the same. So in other words, Chevra, what are we saying? Listen up. We're saying that all of the Eser Makos, we're keneged esem amaros, and what does that mean? It means that all of Nisan, all of Pesach, is a recreation of the world. Is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally recreating the world and showing who He is to the Mitzrim and the Klal Yisrael and the whole world, which, by the way, never was before. Meaning, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there were no witnesses. No one saw that, because we came into existence at the end of creation, on day 6. I don't remember what it's, right, I'm not, but I have someone very close to who I love very dearly, Rabbi Don Well, who lives right around the corner over here. He was once telling me, we say, Zecher L'Yitzias Yisrael, in Kiddush, let's say, we say Zeicher Yisrael, Zikaron L'Maaseh Bereishis. What's the difference in Zeicher and Zikaron? I don't remember his rayas and where he, but he told me once, Zeicher is something we remember that we were able to witness and see. Zikaron is a memory that we believe in, but nobody witnessed it. That's the difference, right? We can't say Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis because nobody was there and saw it. You can say Zeicher Yisrael. That's why some of the Farshim explain, right? The very famous question, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoseisicha Meir Tzrayim. Shouldn't it be Anoichi Elokecha Sheberasi Shemayim V'aretz? Shouldn't it be, I am Hashem, your God, that created the world? Isn't that what makes God God more than anything else? Why Asher Hoseisicha Meir Tzrayim? Why they took you out of Mitzrayim? Because none of us witnessed creation of the world. We believe in it, wholeheartedly. But we didn't witness it. We witnessed Yetzias Mitzrayim. And through witnessing Yetzias Mitzrayim, that builds emunah more than anything else because we saw it with our own eyes. We saw creation. We saw this recreation, the 10 Makos, which is a recreation of the world, keneged the 10 Mamaros. A hischatchus of bria. A hischatchus of bria. You know, the Bahag has names for all the svarim. I mean, he calls Bereshis, Bereshis. He calls Vayikra Sefer Kohanim. He calls Bamidbar Sefer Pikudim. And he calls Dvar Mishnah Torah, which other tzaddikim also call by these names. You know what he calls Sefer Shemos? Very interestingly, strangely, Sefer Sheni. The only one that goes just by its number. Everything, so it should be, everything should be just Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Ravi, Chavishi. No, no, no. Vayikra is Kohanim. Bamidbar Pikudim. Bereshis, Bereshis. Shemos is Shani? Really? But now we understand. You know why? If Bereshis is Bereshis, Shemos is the Shani of Bereshis, the second creation. Shani, not of the five books, because each one has its special name. He's not talking about order, or they'd all be called by numbers. Shemos, which is the month of Nisan, because everything that happens in Shemos is Nisan, is a recreation of the world. But what's that mean for you and I? And maybe that's the whole tira of why the very first mitzvah to Klal Yisrael is given in the midst of these makos. These makos are recreation of the world. And you know what Rosh Chodesh is? A recreation of ourselves. A hischadshus. Every month we have hischadshus, and we need hischadshus more than anything else in the world. You know how important hischadshus is? Life can become rote and mechanical. And we need hischadshus to make it fresh and make it exciting and put all of our energy in. You ever think about it? Because Baruch Hu created the world, right? You ever think about it? Why do you have to create? Sometimes I think about this because it's hard, because I have such, Baruch Hashem, sometimes very busy days, and I struggle like late at night, like when to go to sleep. One of my big struggles of life is like when to go to sleep, because I have so much going on, and then like late at night I finally get to sit and learn, and I want to sit and learn, but then I'm like, it hits a point that if I don't go to sleep, I'm going to be tired tomorrow, but I want to sit and learn more. And this struggle, like, how late do you go? How much do you push yourself? When is it too much and you're just not going to sleep enough and then be exhausted tomorrow and not make the most out of the next day? It's a struggle. So here's the question. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up in this way? You ever think about it? Couldn't Kadosh Baruch Hu have created the world and there's no concept of sleep? Meaning, why do we need sleep? We all need sleep. Whatever amount, everybody different amounts. But let's say anywhere from 4 to 8 hours. I don't know, Chesed, everybody different amount. But like, Lemaisa, we all need sleep, right? And we need sleep to re-energize ourselves, to be able to have energy, to have koyach, to be able to... Now, Akush Baruch wants us to be productive. He wants us to learn. He wants us to daven. He wants us to support our family. He wants us to be Bali Chesed. So imagine if we had all the hours we had sleep to do more. Why not make it that way? Just no sleep. Learn more, daven more, more chesed. Now we do need sleep. That's how we created, but he could have created the world differently. Maybe it's just because we need his chachas. We need a fresh new beginning. Because everybody has, you know, you have that day where you have, you get into, whether it's, let's say, Ben Al Machaver, and you get into some sort of disagreement with someone, and whatever, it's very hard, and you can't figure it out, and nobody wants to apologize to the other, and everyone's being, both sides are being extremely stubborn. And you're not going to get anywhere that day. But you know what sleep does? The next day you wake up, it's a whole new world, a whole new beginning. And you're able to, like, somehow see it in a whole different light. And somehow be able to make peace the next day. That day you would have never had a chance. You need a eschachus, you need a restart, you need a refresh. And learning as well. Sometimes you're learning a sugya, and your mom is, you're in it, and you can't get pshat, and you can't figure it out, and you eventually you go to sleep, you wake up the next day, it's a whole new beginning. It's a whole new beginning. It's chadshus. It's chadshus, a new start. My davening, every day is a new world. My learning, every day is a new world. My chesed, every day is a new world. That's the gift of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, every month, is a whole new world. That's why we go by the moon, where it's constantly renewal. But that's what the Eser Makos in the month of Nisan is that. What is the month of Nisan? It's Aviv. You know how important that is? We have, next year is going to be Ibrishana, two others. We have this whole concept of Ibrishana. You know why? So we could have Pesach and Nisan in the Aviv, in the spring. Because what does spring represent? Renewal. His Chachas. That's the month we're in right now. And we need it every day. And realize this month, every day, we said from the Shlo, every day is Rosh Chodesh. I mean, every day is renewal. There's no more special time to renew ourselves. I know some of you guys are thinking, some of the Chevra, really? Nisan is Bein Hazmanim. How could that? Nisan's Pum Faker. Nisan's when we all fall. Nisan's when we all fall and we realize what we need to do afterwards. Nisan's when I come home from yeshiva and I fell the most, so I knew I had to get back for a Shana Bet or Shana Gimel because I'm nowhere ready for this. Like Nisan, but it's Zeluma Zet, because there's such Koach in the month that we fall. Whenever there's opportunity for Kedusha, there's opportunity for Tumah. And Nisan has within it potential of its Chadshus. Yeah, it's true we might not be in yeshiva. So there's an opportunity for new Chadshus, to learn new things, to set up a different type of schedule. You know my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Tzvi, Zeich Hesadik HaShavracha, he always used to talk about his chadshus. And he would sometimes, so when he wanted his chadshus, he'd wake up different times in the morning to change his chadshus, to feel different in that day. He'd change the time, he'd wake up to build his chadshus. So we have Nisan, yeah, it's a different type of day. And we have to restructure a day. And maybe we have opportunity to, all year long, I don't learn Sefer Machshav as much. I don't learn Sefer Mos as much. I don't learn as much Pekias. I don't learn as much, whatever it might be. And I take upon that, and it's chadshus of my learning. His chadshus of my Bein Olam. Maybe I'm so stuck all year because I'm in school and I have so many responsibilities and I have work and I have this and I have more time with my family. Wait, I have a chadshus in just caring about others and being there for others, which all year long, I don't have that time for that. To give, to be there. Everything, why, not just night and sleeping. Everything, why does Kadosh Baruch Hu make seasons? There's summer, there's winter, there's fall, there's spring. It's his chadshus, constant renewal, constant changing. And we need this. We have constantly different zmanim. We have weekday, we have Shabbos, we have Yom Tov. We're always, it's chadshus, a whole new beginning. A whole new beginning. He said, but I had Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gave me a sense of lift. And don't worry, Chevra. We spoke about this last week. I can't. We have Shabbos. Don't worry. We have Shabbos. You know what tomorrow night's going to be? Kodesh Kedoshim, Shabbos. Shabbos. It doesn't feel during the week like Eretz Yisrael, but Shabbos does. And if it doesn't for you yet, so do more Hachana for it. Do more Hachana. Because Shabbos is Mamish Mein Olam Haba. If Shabbos is Mein Olam Haba, so it's a tkufa, like it's all Eretz Yisrael day. And it could be. And it's awesome. And you go in and you disconnect from everything else in the world and you're one with your family, one with Hashem, one with Tefillah, one with Torah. In the most incredible of ways. Shabbos Kodesh. You know what it is? Just forget Shabbos. Yom Tov. Every day I wake up. Let's be mechazik a tefillah, chaver. Let's be mechazik one tefillah tonight. You know what tefillah? Moda ani. And not... Forget about we've spoken about this before. Moda ani has so many different parts to it. To be mechazik. Our hodata, Kadosh Baruch Hu, our thankfulness, our gratitude to Hashem for everything He does for us. We always could use that. To be mechazik, how much Hashem believes in us. Rabbi Muna Secha, how much you believe in us. To be mechazik, our tafkid. That means if Hashem believes in me and He woke me up this morning, that's incredible. That means I have such opportunity today. It means I could fulfill so much today. There's so many different lessons in Moda Ani. But just the fact, Shechazar to be nishmasi. That means my neshama was gone. It's a whole new world for me. His chadshus. That means whatever I did yesterday, it's over. It's a whole new day. And I have to make the most of this day. And I'm looking forward to this day. And if I didn't have a great day yesterday, it doesn't matter. It's over. It's one of the reasons I so deeply, personally, connect to mikvah, chevra. I mamish, love the mikvah. Something so much a part of my day. I don't know, for me, I wouldn't have the same day without mikvah. I just wouldn't. And so the biggest reason for that is not the deep Kabbalistic, and or maybe it is partially. I just feel that I go to the mikvah, I feel like a birya chadasha. I'm a new person. And that gives me such a charge. That gives me such an excitement to that day. Because maybe yesterday I didn't live up to who I was. Maybe yesterday I didn't learn as much as I should have learned. And I didn't have the tefillos that I should have davened. And I wasn't as nice to everybody as I should have been. And maybe I had some difficulty. Maybe I had some nisoyon in Parnasso or in school or in dating or whatever it be. But I go to the mikveh and I come out, it's a whole new world. That the past is in the past. It's chadshus. Or even if I did have a great day yesterday. Let's say I had a great day yesterday, and I learned well, and I feel, so I just want to continue that. What do I need? Chachos. No, because no one continues that long enough. We're always going to be desensitized, and we can't rest on our laurels and be like, it was great, I'm good to go. No, it's chachos. Today's all in the world. Yesterday was over. I got to make the most of today. It's chachos. And maybe that's the very first mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh, and it's right in the middle of the 10 makos, because 10 makos are the 10 mamoros that recreate the world. His chachos, and it was done in this month of Nisan when we saw the creation, and that's our constant his chachos of the world, and it's chachos of our lives, and that's Nisan for each and every one of us. In Chevra, there was a tzaddik, the Rashpatz, Rav Shmuel Bitzal Sheftel. He was a Chabadnik. He lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was the Rebbe of the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Yosef Yitzchok Zecher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, a lot of us go to Daven of Oil. Hopefully, we'll also go to Daven of Oil. You bechina Eretz Yisrael. If you want to, by the way, Shabbos, you feel Eretz Yisrael. If you want to during the week, feel Eretz Yisrael, just go down by the oil. It's a medrash. Medrash says you daven by Kibbutz Tzaddikim. It's like you're by the Maris HaChpelah, and you feel it. So at the oil, most we focus on Nachum Mendel Schneerson, Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his father-in-law, the Friedeker Rebbe, was Rav Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. And this Rashbatz, Rav Shmuel Bitzal Sheftel, was the childhood Rebbe of Rav Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. And he used to tell over this story all the time to his Talmidim. He said there was a man, again, he's telling the story in the 1800s. This man, very simple yid. And for Parnassa, he was a porter. A porter, he would literally just schlep things for people. He'd transport people's packages. People needed things moved. Again, they didn't have cars. They didn't have anything. So you needed to move something. He'd move them for you. And there was no mail system then, right? At least not where they lived, in these little shtetls. He'd move things and deliver things. And his little boy, his little son, he had a young son, maybe 8, 9 years old, with a system. And every day they woke up very, very early, and they go to Davin. And they Davin together, Nate and Chvesnisht, and then they come home, and they eat a big breakfast, because it was going to be a long day of schlepping things. They eat a very big breakfast, a delicious breakfast, and the son always looked forward to this with his father that time, sitting and eating together in the morning after davening. And then they'd start the day, and they'd work a full day together, and the son would help whatever he could. And then they'd come home, and they'd have dinner together with the boy's mother, and spend time in the house. It was very beautiful. Learn a little bit of Chvesnisht. Go to sleep and start the day over. One day it was in the summer, and they wake up in the morning early, a little earlier than usual. The boy didn't understand why, but there were extra tefillos that day. Slichos. Shivas b'tamos. And they daven, and they daven. It's a longer davening. And they get, but the boy is all excited. Even though it's longer davening, he knows he's excited for his big breakfast. And they get home to get ready for the day, and he sees there's nothing out, there's no food, he's like, what's going on? Oh, no, today's a fast day. He was young, he wasn't bar mitzvah, but the father wanted to be mechanech, the child. And he says, today we're not eating. And they go to work, and it's summer, it's hot, and they're schlepping, and the boy all day, it's a miserable day. He's mamish suffering, not eating, he's mamish of the most difficult days. Finally, the day's over. They get home and they have a big supper and nechama. They go to sleep. The next morning, the father wakes up his son, and his son doesn't want to get out of bed. I'm not coming. I'm not going. He's always excited to spend the day with his father to get up. And the father says, "What's wrong? Why are you not coming? We're gonna have a good day. We're gonna have a beautiful day together." He says, "Yesterday was so hard. It was so difficult. It was so much full of pain. I can't do that again. I can't. I can't have another day where I'm not eating a day. His son, a little boy, he didn't fully grasp. It was yesterday, it was a fast day today, wasn't it? He says this, he can't do it. And the father looked at the son. He says, Yingla, a little boy, don't worry. Today is not yesterday. Today is not yesterday. We're going to have a beautiful suda after we go daven. And the Rashbat used to tell over the story to his chassidim, to his talmidim. Tell him, today is not yesterday. Today is not yesterday. Today is not yesterday. Is the attitude of Rosh Chodesh. Is knowing that every day is a whole new world, every day is a whole new beginning. You know what? A lot of us at the end of the Zman, and there's a lot of accomplishments that we should be proud of. Maybe different mesechtas that we finished, or maybe whatever it might be, or just growth in our tefillah, growth in our Yerushalayim. And that's beautiful, we have to be proud of that. But you know what happens when we make a siyum? We immediately say, Hadron Alach. Adonalach, a new beginning. I'm going to restart. And so to each and every one of us, the month of Nisan, this big month, the Tzaddikim, we're reaching Alam Milus, the month of Nisan, Nigel of Nisan, Atin and Ligal, the month where the Seir of Yismu Chashem Ayim Zagaris is all the Aleph Beis, is a month where we could have opportunity for tremendous growth in a lot of different ways. It's a month where we're constantly changing. Yeshiva, a little bit of yeshiva at the beginning, yeshiva ends, Pesach is coming, Chol HaMoed, Yontif, Sedarim. That's hischad, just constant revival. Revitalize ourselves. Aviv, the springtime. And live a life of that chevra. Live a life of hischadshus. And look forward to that. When lo aleinu, you have a difficult day, you never should get too down. No, there's going to be hischadshus. Hischadshus. Even if you're doing great. And need more hischadshus to continue to grow. That's how you become great. So bez yom rizbarach, we should be zoicha to a month of tremendous growth, the month of Nisan. A month where we just continue to grow in every single way. B'Nisan, we're Zoyche, that many years ago, Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Atid and Ligal. Obviously, Bez Hashem is Baruch, with the Gula Shleima, B'Mheir B'Meinu, but in our individual ways as well. Each and every one of us has our Prati Dika Geulas that we need, our individualized Geulas. Sometimes the Yetzirah gets the best of us in all different types of ways, in our Atzos, in our Taivas, and we need Geula. So that too, Nisan, there was Geula, Nisan Atidin Ligol in that way, which should be Zoyche through his Chachas, the Geula, Beprat, and Geula Bechlal, until the ultimate Geula with the Geula Shlema, with Chiyas HaMesim, B'Mheir, B'Amen.
Amen.